I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Much of the recent violence in Iraq has stemmed from clashes between Shiite militias and U.S. and Iraqi forces. Well, today it appears that Sunni insurgents did the killing, and there was a lot of it. At least 70 people died in a string of bomb attacks. More than 50 people were killed when a vehicle packed with explosives was detonated in Bakuba. 13 people died when a suicide bomber blew himself up at a restaurant in Ramadi. There were two attacks in Mosul, and a car bomb exploded in Baghdad. And that is where the BBC's Crispin Thorold is right now. Is there any evidence, Crispin, that all of these attacks today were coordinated?
Well, I think, Lisa, it's very difficult to get an idea about whether there was a degree of coordination in the attacks that happened in different parts of Iraq today. I mean, what we can certainly say is the tactics were similar. They're the sort of tactics that the American military, the American administration, the Iraqi government, and indeed most observers looking at Iraq would say have the hallmarks of Sunni insurgents, particularly people who are allied to al-Qaeda. But from this point and at this time, it's very difficult to say was one person directing all these separate operations around the country.
What are the hallmarks that you're talking about?
Well, what we're looking at is large car bombs, bus bombs in civilian areas being detonated, no warning. They've happened in places like Bakuba. This is in Diyala province, just north of Baghdad, a place where the American and the Iraqi military are fighting with people who are members of al-Qaeda in Iraq or inspired by al-Qaeda in Iraq. Two car bombs in Mosul, again, a city where American and Iraqi military operations are being carried out against Sunni insurgents. And then, interestingly, an attack in Ramadi in Anbar province, that place which we heard so much from for so much of the early course of the war in Iraq and has been relatively quiet in recent months, after local tribesmen who were fighting alongside al-Qaeda turned against al-Qaeda, the tribal awakening, the Sahwa, as they call it, here in Iraq. Since then, Ramadi and Anbar province as a whole has been quieter, but yet we saw today the capability that insurgents still have, even in that part of Iraq.
Crispin, this is happening less than a week after the testimony that Americans heard on Capitol Hill, with General Petraeus testifying and Ambassador Crocker as well. When you talk to military officials there, does this kind of violence relate at all to the withdrawal of troops from Iraq, about keeping troops longer there?
I think what's clear, and we haven't had people officially saying it today, but what's clear is what General David Petraeus laid out when he was in Capitol Hill will probably still go ahead. That there will, of course, be these phased drawdown of the troops brought here as part of the surge. But we have got that 45-day breathing space or assessment period where General Petraeus is going to see what the security situation is like in the country before making any further judgment on troop levels in Iraq. And it's difficult to see how events like this won't have a bearing on those judgments that are being made.
Thanks very much for the update. The BBC's Crispin Thorold speaking to us from Baghdad.